Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast for you on this glorious Wednesday. Al, what's up your ass?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Before, when I went to grab a coffee during the program,
yeah.
You know, I went in the back where the Dunkin' coffee machines are.
Yeah.
And the TV was on back there, and I think it was Good Morning America was on, and they had from Shark Tank, Barbara Corker was on. And they were talking to her about the housing market. And I was curious about this, like
the crazy interest rates right now.
Yeah, so like I looked after I saw this, this, and I only saw 30 seconds of it, but it reminded me. And I saw, I went back and I looked to see what the interest rates are, and it's like 7% now.
Yeah, I think 7. It's actually 1. A little over 7. Yeah,
yeah, a little over 7, and that's like with like an, I jacked up the credit score, the highest you could go, and it was 7.15 in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So she was talking about. You know, it's still when they like, when's the right time to buy? And she was talking about how it's hard to time the market. And that, and I've heard this even people about the stock market, right? They go, you can't time the market by now. Now is always the time to go.
Because you don't know.
Because you don't know.
You have no idea.
But she also said that if the interest rates go down.
Correct.
Then the market will go even crazier because then people will be looking to sell. But I was curious, if you didn't have a home right now,
yes,
would you, and you were interested in moving from an apartment to a home, what would you do at the moment?
Would
you?
It would depend on the situation I was in. I don't know.
Yeah, because like my friend Paul just recently bought a place.
Yeah, you told me that.
And the interest is like 7%.
It's a lot. And the difference between what he's paying and what I'm paying for something of a similar value probably is a lot different.
It's like $1,000 difference.
A lot different. The interest rates, yeah. Yeah. And it's just wasted money.
Yeah. So then, you know, we were joking around this morning, too, about the move in Arizona, of us moving to Arizona. And then somebody said Boomer was looking at Arizona real estate, you know. So I was like, I'm going to look at Arizona real estate. So just out of curiosity, there were some nice, like, condos on a golf course. And the condos were like $350,000, $454,000. But then I clicked on it. The HOA fee.
$1,000 a month.
$1,300.
Yeah, holy crap.
I guess you get golf privileges or something
that. Maybe they put you in the club. It's possible.
That's the tough thing about like when you try to think about like if you are somebody who could, like you've got a family, so you wouldn't be in a condo. But if you're a just a couple or you're solo or you got one little kid and you want to go in a condo, that balance, too, of trying to figure out, I'm paying a monthly maintenance fee.
Yeah.
Or am I? Is it better to be responsible for my own outdoor stuff?
So, yeah, I would tell you, I think, as long as the fee is not exorbitant.
Yeah.
I think it's better. I mean, I lived in a townhouse, as you know, before when we first got married.
Yeah.
That wasn't $1,300 a month. It was $475 a month. But it includes snow removal. It included garbage removal. It included my heat, not my air. It included my heat. It included my water bill. I'm trying to think what else I got with it. All the, not that there was much landscaping to do, but they kept it nice. I didn't have to touch anything. Matter of fact, if you bought plants, all you had to do was, there were no emails. I don't believe, email was still, it wasn't what it is now. I remember sending in a letter, and then they would send a corresponding letter. Put your plants outside. This is the date the landscaper is going to be here. They're going to plant them for you. So for the $475 a month, to me, it was great. Now I pay for my garbage is $322 quarterly. So it's $100 a month. Easy.
Wow.
My heating bill isn't nuts, but it's $150 a month. My landscaping bill is not crazy, but it's $200 a month. Now, only for about 7 months out of the year, but still $200 a month right there. I got to pay the water bill. Like, all these things total up to more than $475 a month.
Yeah.
Now, I'm in a house, not a, but you understand my point. I mean, I think you do have to understand you are paying for things with that fee.
Right.
So,
yeah, the only problem with those things is they can just decide.
Yes.
Hey, guess what? We're good. They're going up next month.
Yeah.
Between that and your taxes,
there's
that
nothing you can
that
do
they
about
could
it.
Decide. Yeah. Like the one cool thing, and they go, oh, well, I got my mortgage set at whatever percent you got it at.
Until
when it
the township
good.
Decides that they're going to start paying more in real estate taxes.
Yeah.
Which just happened to us.
Yeah.
My mortgage went up. What would it go up? It went up $88 or something. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, I said to Kim, I'm like, what am I missing here? Like, we've had the same mortgage for the last 12 months. Why is this different?
Yeah.
And then there was print on the back that says your mortgage rate has increased due to an increase in your property taxes.
Right.
In your real estate taxes. I'm like, can someone tell me, though, rather than just send me a bill? Jeez.
Right. How about a letter?
I got. And how if about we an old got school one letter? Out, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
Maybe Kim saw it and just threw it out, didn't think it was anything. I never saw a letter.
I guess, too, you could also, if the interest rates come really far down, you could always refinance.
Oh, everyone will refinance.
Right?
Everyone absolutely.
Will. But the other thing I was always have been reading about this is that when we were getting 2%, 2-point-something percent, like that was the anomaly. If you look over the long term of people owning houses, the interest rates were always much higher.
Yeah.
And we all got, or people who were getting mortgages in that time period when they were low,
I would say
we're used to that.
6.5 seems to be like that median price.
Yeah.
Because my dad tells me when he bought, when I was in high school, the interest rates were 10%.
Yeah.
And it was normal. Then you think about 2.5%. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
That 6-7% range is probably about average.
Yeah, my parents said their first house that they bought in Island, New Jersey, when I was just born, was 16%.
Oof. Holy crap.
And I think the car loans were high.
But see, that's another thing. We talk about paying taxes, you know, federal taxes and all that. Just make mortgage rates the freaking same.
Right.
And people come to you based on your customer service and how well you handle them throughout the mortgage process. You know, like,
yeah.
They should all be the same. Just leave it all. All mortgages from now on, 7%, done. They're never going lower. They're not going higher. They're not going lower. That's it, 7%.
Right, this is what it is.
I don't know.
Right, it varies all the time. Because like it varies every day. Like when you go, if you just Google like mortgage rates, it'll show today's date, this is the mortgage rate. And tomorrow may be different.
Sure. I know. If I look at right now. If I were to look at, so today's what, May 31st?
Today's May 31st.
Okay. If I look at mortgage rates, I'm going to put in March 1, 2023. The average rate was,
what was it?
It was 6.3%.
Oh, so less than it is now.
So on May 31st.
Yeah. I looked it up today. It was 7.1.
7.24 is what I just got.
Okay.
That's a full percent. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
And I always think, too, like people have a certain amount of money that they want their payment to be a month.
Sure.
And it doesn't matter whether that's in the mortgage, in the taxes, in the. So if the mortgage rate is high, you can only afford a certain amount of your house. You know, certain amount of a price on a house, and when the mortgage rates are low, you could afford a more expensive house because
right.
You're really just looking at the monthly nut, as they say.
How about the people that get adjustable mortgage rates?
Yeah.
I mean, holy crap. I mean, you get an adjustable mortgage rate at 3% because you could have done that, and now it's at 7.
Right, and it's coming due.
Oof-a.
Yeah, and you're in the same house, except your house is now 5 or 10 years older, and now you're jacked up.
In a lot of trouble
there. Yeah, that's
scary. May 31st, 2022, it looks like mortgage rates were 5.6%.
And even that seemed high.
Yeah, I agree.
2-point-something percent.
Yeah.
Did you and I get in? I got in on the, in the 2-point-something.
No, I didn't get the 2. I got 3.15.
No, okay.
Which to me is...
Oh, for sure.
These poor people at 7%. Yeah. I'm thrilled with my 3.1.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Uh-huh. You ain't kidding.
I watched I started to watch. This is a very bizarre program that I wanted to share with you, Jerry.
Oh, were you watching Sesame Street again?
No, that's not bizarre. This was a show, it's on the ID channel right now. I'm watching it on the Discovery Plus app, but it's on ID channel if you have cable. By the way, which reminds me, we talked about the condos and things. My condo in Florida included cable.
Wow.
In my maintenance.
That's incredible.
In my monthly maintenance fee, yeah.
How about that? That's a great selling point.
Yeah, it was great. Like that bill was
That's pretty solid, cool, actually.
Yeah, that was a good one. You know, if you wanted HBO or something, you had to pay extra, but like your regular channels, yep. HGTV and all that were included.
That's pretty good.
So this was on ID channel. The name of the program is The Curious Case of Natalia Grace. And it was a story about this family who was a husband, wife, and three boys. And they decided to adopt a child. And they adopt what they believe is a 6-year-old girl. But I'm only like an episode and a half into this. It's like 3 episodes because it's so bizarre. They, upon having this 6-year-old for a couple weeks, begin to think that she's actually like 18 years old.
Okay.
She suffers from a special type of dwarfism. And they are now believing that this child is like 18 years old to 20 years old. And this person starts exhibiting behaviors wherein this child or adult is threatening to murder the family adopted them.
Nice. Okay.
And just bizarre. And they got the father is on camera talking, one of the sons, next door neighbors. It is bizarre. Like they had what? No. There's, as I'm getting more further into this thing, the family seems a little wacky as well. So they may be. Some people are saying that the family members decided that they made a mistake in adopting the child, so they are trying to turn it so that the child's a bad child or an adult, which maybe is not.
Right.
Some are saying that, yes, this is not a child. This is an adult. It is weird. They got a lot of home movies. It's wild. Some people's lives, man. I just got to think, like, some people's lives are completely upside down. Like...
They could be living right next door to you.
Oh, and that's what one of the neighbors said. The neighbor's like,
no idea.
I'm living in this sleepy Indiana town, and you're telling me 2 doors down there's a 6-year-old who might be an 18-year-old who might be killing...
Everybody thinks they're in that town where crap doesn't happen until it happens, and then the media descends upon the town.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, this is a wild... A
lot of weird stuff going on out there.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I do recommend it because of the bizarreness of it. So it's called The Curious Case of Natalia Grace.
I will put that on the list of things that you recommend that I don't watch.
Jerry, you would love it. You would love it.
That list is growing.
Jerry, I wish you were taking some Rutgers road trips and you could download this.
I got other stuff.
And watch it.
I'm good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish cool and in the know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The one thing I really want to watch, I want to see the movie Air. I would like to watch
that. Yeah.
Just haven't had the time. And I do want to see that memorabilia one that you watched.
Golden
Auctions.
It always
comes up on a suggestion for me on Netflix.
Yeah.
Every time I put it on.
Golden Auctions. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I just don't have time to sit down and watch TV. That's the problem. I really don't. That's the problem.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide whether I want to see Air. Like, I think the story sounds interesting.
Well, the story is interesting. It is based on facts.
Michael Jordan and signing a Nike.
How they signed him, yeah. So it is, and the fact that Boomer's involved, not that he's in it, but, you know, it's neat.
Yeah.
But I would like to watch it. I haven't seen it.
Now, people were saying that at that time that Nike was not doing well.
Nike was nothing. They
I don't
were
recall
just a sneaker.
That at all.
Well, because you were
well,
talking...
Well, no, they a sneaker, but they were a popular sneaker, I would think.
But not like they blew up with that.
Like, what was popular back
Adidas.
Then?
Adidas.
Really?
Converse.
Converse.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
Converse
right.
was everything.
Oh, they had, like, the NBA. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Converse was the shoe.
So I wonder how he decided to go with Nike when he...
That's the whole point.
That's
like,
the whole
why
movie?
Did he go with Nike and not go with one of the other companies?
Yeah. You're well, right. Nike was... I remember seeing a story
on
Phil
Knight. It was a running shoe.
Yes. They were into running shoes, mm-hmm. track shoes.
Yeah.
And then got into the basketball shoes.
And there's a great example to where you always say, Converse has the market cornered. Why am I going to create another sneaker? Meantime, Nike is the biggest and has been for decades now.
Yeah.
And the other ones still do well. It's not like they don't. I mean, hell, Under Armour came in and became
That was
a
shocking
player.
To me.
Yeah. But goes to show there's a lot of people out there.
But I feel like Under Armour came in with that under
the shirt
yes. that was going to wick away moisture and then they added products to that.
I will tell you, because of Under Armour and that shirt, they have completely changed the shirt game.
Yeah,
like I don't want a cotton shirt anymore. Like this one I'm wearing from Colonia Middle School,
yeah,
this to me is a product that, not that it's Under Armour, but this is a byproduct of what Under Armour started.
Right,
it's comfortable, it's airy, it's light. These shirts are great. And that's all because Under Armour started making shirts out of this material.
Right, and then everyone started copying Under Armour.
As soon as someone's successful with something, copycats.
Yeah.
Happens with soda, meals, food, everything, clothing, cars. I mean, you think about, I think Tesla, I think, could be wrong, but if not, it's whatever. I think Tesla was the first one to put that big screen interface in the car. Now you look at every new car, they all have them.
Even cars, I'll walk by... I always like to look. Now I look for screens when I'm like walking my dog. There could be like a Nissan Sentra.
And it's got it.
It's got a nice size screen in it.
I know. And to me, that's as if you've got a great interior like that, I don't even almost care what the car is.
Same.
As long as the car drives well and you got that great look inside, it's tremendous.
I love a car interior.
Yeah, I know.
Exterior, don't care.
Yeah. It's because that's what you're looking at.
Yeah.
That's where you're spending your time.
And that's what you can control. When we're parked like out front here.
That's true.
I can't control whether people are hitting my bumper, the wind, the rain, the snow, the dirt.
The gigantic bird crap that lands on your car sometimes.
Gigantic bird crap. Right. We can't control that. We can control the inside of our car.
Yes. You just reminded me. I didn't pay my parking. Thank you very much. But so it's like everything's a copycat. So it's not surprising to me. When things are successful, even when they're trying to start something that's already out there.
When I was in high school, I only wore Nike paraphernalia.
Really?
I don't know why. I like got locked into Nike. I would wear only Nike t-shirts, Nike sneakers.
Maybe because as the popular kid in the class, you wanted to set the tone?
Maybe. I remember some people signed my yearbook, Nike Man.
You're kidding me.
No. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, hey, Nike Man. Because that's all I would wear.
That's actually
Nike
funny.
T-shirts.
Was the cowboy shirt a Nike shirt?
Probably not. I would have went. I mean, like if I was getting something that wasn't NFL related, then it was Nike.
Nike.
But I do remember having those Reebok pumps that Boomer used to promote.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
They were pricey. Damn.
Probably more than now.
Probably very close.
Odd, right?
Yeah. Very strange. What do you make of this thing I was saying about Listerine? I'm hearing from...
Oh, I told you this.
Yeah.
And then you told me that you had seen the same thing.
Yeah, that they're saying Listerine.
It's extreme.
Is not good for your mouth bacteria.
How far do you want to take it?
I don't know. How far are you willing to go, Jerry?
You know what? A guy that's eaten fast food 3 times a day, 4 days out of the 7, if he cuts out the fast food and still eats not great, is going to lose weight and do better for himself.
Right.
The person like you that's eating no sugars and no refined foods is still going to look at him as a pig. But he's taken the first step towards hopefully 5 or 6 steps
right.
to becoming healthy. The same thing with your hygiene. You just wanted to use toothpaste, or you want to use toothpaste and floss? Toothpaste, floss, and mouthwash. Now, which ones are good? Which ones are bad? How about first we make sure we don't have yellow teeth? Let's start there.
Okay, so no yellow teeth. Then once that's
relatively healthy, we make sure we got the floss going.
Right.
Now that the floss is good, we have the Listerine. All right, now that all that's good, now let's break it down and let's see how extreme we want to get.
Right.
Because
these people on the internet, the social media.
Extremists.
Yeah, it's like. They're, all of the toothpastes you heard of, no good. So Crest, Colgate, AIM, all it's all too harsh, very harsh chemicals. The scrubbing agents are too harsh, very bad for you, bad for your gums, bad for your teeth. Your mouth, Jerry, is made up of a membrane it's soaking into there. Then it's like, oh, the Listerine. But meanwhile, I go to my dentist, Listerine, Colgate, Crest. But I don't know who to believe.
I don't either. I'm sure there's truth to all of it.
Yes.
Again, it's just a matter of how far you want to take it. Yes. Do I think if you sat there and you put your head back and you put a cork in your throat and you sat there with a pool of Listerine in your mouth that it's not going to wear away your insides? Of course it's going to. It's in your. You're putting Listerine in your mouth for 30 seconds once a day. Come on. What are we talking about?
I do enjoy it. It feels very refreshing when I'm done, right?
There's nothing better than after a nice little, I don't we use Listerine. We use
Scope.
I like Scope.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Right.
Hello.
You ever get like a cold drink of water after having Scope?
That sucks. Ooh. That's not because now your mouth is freezing.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's freezing. I don't know what the sensation is.
I think your mouth particles are so sensitive from having the Listerine killing everything in there. And then you're putting the cold water on. It shocks the system.
It is nuts.
Just like if you'd ever, maybe when you were a kid, you have a glass of orange juice and then you brush your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
It kills. I don't know what's that?
The acid in the orange juice probably.
Is rubbing on my teeth now?
That combined with the toothpaste, it's probably a bad combination.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is. I don't know, but that would be my guess.
Then the other thing, you go looking at deodorants. I'm like, this deodorant.
Well, they're all bad.
It's bad for me.
All deodorants are bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's breaking news. I think we all know that. The only alternative, and it's funny, I was working nights here. So this, I don't even know what years. This would have been 2004, 5, 6, something like that. I was working the 4 to midnight shift, or 4 to 11:40. I'm sorry, 5 to 11:40 shift. So I'd get here about 3. I'd leave around 11:45. I'd get home around 1:30. It was a very long day. And I remember reading about the aluminums or whatever
the hell
is in the deodorant. I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing it anymore. Because I had just had a cyst under my arm that the doctor said came from deodorant. And I had an open wound under there. I must have got cut or something. And the deodorant created not even a cyst, it was an infected cyst or bubble, whatever.
Yeah.
It was so red. And I will never forget just the doctor squeezing the pus, and the pain. They tried numbing it, but I was so far gone that it just hurt like hell. Long story short, I'm like, you know what? No more deodorants. I don't need to go through that anymore. But nothing worked. And I'd be sitting there at work at 9 p.m. like, God, what stinks? Oh, it's me. Like, oh, God. Like, I was trying powder, which isn't great either, but I thought it was better than deodorant. Nothing. I tried just soap. That wears off in an hour. I'd be on the train. I'm like, God damn it. It wore off already. Like, this is not. So, unfortunately.
Right. You got to go back to the aluminum.
I still use the deodorant, yes.
Yeah, I know. It's tough. It's tough to try to, like, be using clean ingredients.
You are. You are not. You're ahead.
I'm doing
of 90,
a lot of it.
You're ahead of 99.8% maybe. Of society. Not maybe.
I want to be 100.
Have you seen society?
I have seen society.
You're doing well.
Despicable, Jerry.
Al, I am obese. Look at everybody else.
You're not obese.
I am though.
You think you're technically obese?
I know I am. Given my height, my size, I am. That's how I am categorized.
Then what are these other people I'm looking at?
Morbidly obese.
Oh, right. Morbidly obese.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. I literally fall just inside it, but I am. I'm inside the obese category now. It's awesome.
You're not in the morbidly obese category.
No. Never mind. I'm trying not to be. I eat out too much. Man.
Yes. It's impossible. It's very difficult to eat out, and it's very hard.
Oh.
Very hard, Jerry. All right, let's do the warm-up program, Jerry, and we'll be back here tomorrow on a Thursday.
All right.
I'm going to go to
Wegmans.
Costco today.
Oh, okay.
During the week trip.
Good. So I think that's the time to go.
You told me that's the best time to go.
That is a great time to go.
Yeah.
Especially if you go around 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's when I would go.
Okay. Costco it is. I got to get me some Costco items, Jerry.
Costco item.
Oh, yeah.
What's the big thing? You don't buy your own toilet paper. So what's the big thing on the list?
I love to buy coconut water at Costco. It's much cheaper.
You like coconut water?
Yeah, I love coconut water.
I drink it. I've tried.
Yeah.
I think it's gross.
I get coconut water there. I get frozen blueberries. I get granola. I get the chips I like.
What kind of granola you get?
There's a keto granola that is all good ingredients. It's some brand name I never heard. Okay. There's also a great brand in the supermarket called Purely Elizabeth is the brand. She makes a nice granola. I don't know what else I get. Sweet potatoes, Jerry.
At Costco?
Yeah, sometimes. I get eggs there.
They don't grow like horns?
No. They actually last pretty long.
The eggs is a good deal. That's one of the best deals at Costco.
You get that big, what is it?
You get 36, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yes.
For like $6.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great.
And it used to be for like $3.
Yeah.
But everything costs everything.
Everything's much more. Yep. So I get those items, Jerry. There's nice organic turkey meat that I like. Nice beef.
I did good today. I had nothing but ground turkey until the donut with my face and your face came on it. I'm like, I got to have a donut with my own face.
You couldn't resist your own face.
So I had ground turkey in my face and your face.
What are you seasoning that ground turkey with?
Nothing.
Just plain ground turkey?
It was, Kim made stuffed peppers, one for her, which had some stuff in it. Mine was just plain and the pepper. It was ground turkey.
Ground turkey and a pepper.
And a pepper. It's pretty good.
I think I can make a ground pepper. I mean, like a stuffed pepper. I've never tried.
It's not that difficult.
Just stuff it and then shove it in the oven.
Yeah, we actually brown it first.
Yeah.
Then put it in the pepper. And then,
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then bake it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's good. So, all right, well, you have a great day.
You too. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.